Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. The topic of this week is the vortex of negativity, the vacuum of uncertainty that is surrounding us right now. And by right now, I am recording this on July 7th, 2020, so we are surrounded by an ongoing global pandemic. We are surrounded by ongoing messages of fear and uncertainty and hate and discrimination. Every time you turn on news, every time you look at Facebook, every time you talk with friends, even if you avoid the media, every time you talk with friends, colleagues, neighbors, we can't avoid it. It's there. That vacuum is there. That vortex is there. And on the last episode, I talked about how do you escape it? Something so powerful. How do you avoid getting sucked in by it? And the only way to escape such a powerful negative force is to create your own positive force, powerful positive force, and to focus on your dream, to dream, and to create your dream. And then it's almost as if you rise above, you rise up that vortex of negativity, that vacuum of uncertainty. And you're there, you don't ignore it. This isn't about putting your head in the sand. This is about acknowledging, accepting, having a willful acceptance, having a serenity to accept the things you cannot change and to help those who you can by focusing on your dream. And today I want to dive even deeper into talking about your dream and what it means to dream and how, especially right now, dreaming can feel irresponsible. It can feel selfish. It can feel bad. It can feel wrong to dream. And a lot of people have a resistance to dreaming. Even when there's nothing attached to it, you know, when it's just like, hey, share your dream with me, right? I'm just curious, right? There's no pressure. I'm just curious what your dream is. You want to share? And even when it just comes from a genuine place of curiosity, a genuine place of, I want to know, let's dream together. Let's have fun. That resistance can happen. Like, oh, I don't want to dream. No. Don't make me dream. Oh, that's irresponsible to dream. You got to focus on reality. No. That's selfish. I'm not going to talk about my dream. That resistance comes up. And what's obvious to 2020 hindsight is that, especially when you can kind of separate yourself from that situation and watch someone else who might be doing that, you're clearly putting up that resistance yourself, because it's just like, hey man, what's your dream? That's why I just ask what your dream is, and you're getting all negative and on me. And what I want to acknowledge is that this happens to everybody, even when the world isn't like it is right now. A lot of people have resistance to dreaming. We've talked with thousands of prospective clients. And for those of you who have done a call with us, who have done a career strategy session with us, or for those of you who are clients, we know that it continues after that. We talk about your dream all the time. We ask you to dream. We ask you to share your dream. We ask you to celebrate your dreams in advance. And there's definitely resistance to it. After talking to thousands of people and asking them from a genuine place of, we're here to help. What's your dream? What dream do you want to build? And now some people are like, oh yeah, I'm going to build my own company. I'm going to be CEO. I'm going to be CTO. I'm going to make 300, 500, a million a year. And I'm going to buy a boat. I'm going to build a vineyard. I'm going to treat my family to visit the seven wonders of the world. And on and on and on and on. And, you know, and I'm going to give $500,000 away to charity. And we're going to be debt-free, of course, and I'm going to save for my kids' education. We're going to buy a house for my parents. We're going to travel all around the world. That's definitely what we're going for. And some people are able to go there right away, but actually most people, there's some resistance to dreaming. And so I invite you to take a look at what your resistance to dreaming might be. Like if I were to ask you right now to hit pause, set a timer for 5 minutes, and simply write out your dream. Just write your dream. What's your dream? What's your dream career? What kind of company do you want to work for? What are your colleagues like? Where are you living? What's your position? What's your pay? What kind of perks are you awarded? What kind of impact do you make? And then outside of your life, what does that look, outside of your work, what does the rest of your life look like? Who are you living with? Where are you living? What kind of home are you living in? How big is it? How many bedrooms? Is it in the mountains? Is it near the water? Is it in a city? Is it in the country? Is it in the suburbs? Where do you travel? What do you buy for yourself? What do you buy for your family? What experiences do you create? How much money do you have in your bank account, in your savings? All of that. What's your dream? If you were to paint your dream on a canvas right now, what would it look like? What colors would it be? What paths will you forge? And I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to do that often and take a look at the resistances. One of the biggest resistances that comes up is, well, I don't know. I don't know what my dream is. And that's obviously, that's you know, that comes up a lot, right? And that's actually the easiest one to overcome. The way that I see it, you do know. And that you're saying, I don't know, means that your focus simply needs to shift from your head to your heart. Because this is not a thinking exercise. This is a feeling exercise. This is, what awesome dream do I want to create for myself so that I am full of awesome feelings, so that I am full of gratitude and joy and love and peace. So if it's like, well, I don't know, just don't worry about the right or wrong. There's no right or wrong. It's your dream. You can change your mind. And it's like, what do you want? What will make you feel amazing? What will make you feel abundance? That's all it's about. But then the other resistances that come up could be, well, I don't want to be wrong. right? Like, I don't want to say that I'm going to create a career where I'm earning 300K a year. But what if I'm wrong? What if I don't end up earning 300K a year? What if I only end up earning 200? I don't want to be upset. I hate it when my expectations aren't met. So I want to make sure that I set a bar that I can actually hit. It's kind of silly when you look at it that way, isn't it? It's like you're putting this pressure on yourself ahead of time to like meet a certain goal, and you have to hit this goal. And if you don't, you're in trouble, young man. You know, it's like you're dreaming. Let go of that. Let go of if, ands, buts, right, wrong. It's if you want to earn $500,000 a year, 300K a year, then that's your dream, my friend. Own it and feel it as if it were happening right now, as if it's done, it's inevitable, and go create it. Trust me, I am someone who used to dream by making sure that the bar was just high enough that I knew I can get it and then I can cross it off my list. But dreaming isn't about crossing stuff off your list. It's actually about setting the bar really high, not uncomfortable. Well, it is going to feel uncomfortable, right? But not like devastatingly uncomfortably high, right? So if like the idea of earning $2 million a year is just like, holy shit, I don't no way. Like you're just like crouching to a ball, like no way, no how, man. Then maybe it's a little too high. But if it's like, if it feels a little uncomfortable and it feels just a little bit out of the realm of the possible, but you know deep down you can do it if you commit to it and take bold action, that's the dream. If it's like, oh yeah, I can do that, or I've done it already, then that's not big enough. If it doesn't scare you just a little bit, it's not big or bold or audacious enough. It has to scare you just a little bit, enough to get you into action. It's going to inspire you enough to get you into action. So that's like the usual stuff. I don't want to be right or wrong. I don't know. I think I just want to set the bar low so they can cross it off and say that I did it, and so they don't feel bad that I didn't actually reach that dream. Like that's all the usual stuff that's kind of easier to deal with. The trickier things are, well, dreaming are more global beliefs around dreaming that, for example, dreaming is irresponsible. I shouldn't be dreaming right now because I should be focusing on right now. I should be focusing on the present. I don't want to be delusional and optimistic and live in dreamland. No, no, no. There's important problems to be solved right here, right now. We have a global pandemic. We have systemic inequities and systemic racism, and we need to solve them right now. We're not going to live in dreamland. We're going to live in reality land and solve them right now. It's irresponsible to dream. I beg to differ. I actually believe that it is extremely responsible. As leaders, it is our responsibility. It is our calling. It is what's right. It is what is full of integrity. It is what's full of virtue to dream and to invite others to do it, because it points us in the direction of where we want to go. Yes, right now is right now, and right now is my favorite time, and right now is reality, and right now is all we have. But time moves on. If you want to create a better tomorrow, you have to decide what that tomorrow is going to look like today. Today is a reflection of your thoughts and your beliefs and your actions from yesterday. So guess what? How do we create a better tomorrow? We dream. We dream about that tomorrow, and we plan for tomorrow too. That's how we create a better tomorrow. That's how we create a better future, is to dream. It's absolutely responsible to dream. Oh, well, dreaming is selfish. That's another belief that people have about dreams. Dreaming is selfish. I don't want to dream because it's too focused on me. And that just feels too uncomfortable. That feels wrong to be so focused on me, especially in a time when I know that so many other people are hurting. I want to help them. No. Don't worry about me. I'm good. What about all the other people who need my help? I'm going to go and help them. I don't want to spend my time dreaming in dreamland. No. I'm not going to be selfish that way. I'm going to go out there and help. Again, I beg to differ. My belief is that dreaming is the most selfless thing that you can do. That dreaming is helpful to other people. Dreaming, when you dream and when you create your own dream life, you are inspiring other people to dream and to create as well. And this holds in your career. This holds in the rest of your life as well. So it may not be 100% selfless. I'll submit to that, because certainly there's a selfish aspect to dreaming, because you're focused on yourself, right? You're like, this is what I want. This is what I will create. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to put your oxygen mask on first. If you want to help other people, and yes, please help others. Yes, please serve others. It's the ultimate feeling to help others. You can't do that if you're not taking care of yourself. And if you're not clear on what your purpose and your mission is. If you want to be a leader, who do you want to lead? Why do you want to lead? What do you want to lead them to do? What outcomes, what victories? And you're not going to be able to lead, you're not going to be able to help if you don't dream, if you don't get clear on your own dream, on your own mission, on your own vision, on your own values. So yes, there is a selfish aspect to dreaming because you're focused on yourself. Yes, but there's absolutely an other aspect to dreaming as well. You cannot help others unless you dream and get clear on that first. So check in on your beliefs. That is the message. Check in on your beliefs around dreaming and dream it. And then do it. This is the only way that you're going to be able to make the impact that you know that you're capable of making. This is the only way that you're going to escape the vortex of negativity, the vacuum of uncertainty that is surrounding us right now. It's the only way that you're finally going to get more than a 10% raise. It's the only way that you're finally going to get recognized. It's the only way that you're going to upgrade your position and your power and your impact to higher levels of leadership. It's the only way you're going to be able to earn a premium salary and be able to live a life of not just financial freedom, but time freedom as well. Dreaming is the answer. It's almost like you have to, and it's the most fun thing that you have to, that you get to do. But I know that it's hard. I know that there is resistance. And once you peel away one layer of resistance to dreaming, another layer appears. For example, you might start to build more empowering beliefs. Like if you try to do this on your own, you start to build more empowering beliefs around dreaming. Dreaming is awesome. Dreaming is responsible. Dreaming will help me help others. It'll help me get more clear and make more of an impact on the world. Yes, I'm going to dream. And then another layer reveals itself like, oh, shoot. That means I'm actually going to have to take some actions that I'm uncomfortable doing and that I have not done before and that I don't know how to do. How do I do that? Oh, gosh. Oh man, what am I doing? What am I saying? What am I doing to myself with all this dreaming? It's really hard, right? And so that's why if you try to do this on your own, the challenges that come up are going to feel insurmountable at times. And while certainly it's your choice if you want to try to build your dream career, if you want to try to build your technical leadership legacy on your own, it's a choice that you can make. How much faster, how much more fun, how much more certainty, how much more connection will you have with help from experts who have the proven systems and proven strategies to help you build that dream career? And that's where we come in. Because for some of you, I know that you want help. I know that you're looking for help. You are out there and you're reaching your arms out and say, is there someone out there who can help me and save me from this vortex, from this vacuum? And that's us. And we want to let you know that we're here, and that's exactly what we do. So if you're committed to escaping the vortex of negativity, to escaping the vacuum of uncertainty, and dreaming big, bold, audacious dreams, and you know you need help in order to take the inspired, intelligent, uncomfortable action that's going to be necessary to build that legacy. If that's what you're committed to, then it's time to book a call with us right now. It's thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's going on in your career right now. We're going to talk about really what's not working, and we're going to get to the root cause of it. We're also going to help you dream. And I know that you're going to start dreaming right now. We're going to help you expand it even more and get even more clear and get even more specific on that. And look, if we're 100% confident that we can help you, then we'll make you an offer to work with us, and we'll talk about all of the details of what that offer would be and what it would look like to work with us. And we only do that if we're 100% confident, because we're not here to just make a buck. We're here to change lives. We're here to change the world one tech manager at a time. So we're not going to say we can help you when we don't think that we can. So sometimes it's not a fit. Sometimes you're not ready yet. Sometimes it's just not going to work for whatever reason. And if that's the case, we're still going to make sure that you have a step-by-step plan. We're going to share resources. We're going to introduce you to other people in our network so that you can get where you want to go in your career and you can build what you want. It's win-win for you. It's going to be the most clarifying and valuable conversation you've ever had about your tech career, as long as you show up coachable, as long as you show up ready to get to the truth about what's not working in your career and that dream that you want to build. So book that call with my team today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Dream. Dream it. Get specific about your dreams. Get bold about your dreams. And then do it. That's how we create a legacy. That's how we create massive positive impact. That's it for the day, folks. And next time I will be coming from the brand new PeopleStack headquarters. Stay tuned for that. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.